Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former Democratic presidential candidate Cory Booker is endorsing Joe Biden for the White House. The New Jersey senator saying the former VP would restore honor to the Oval Office. Booker making the announcement during an appearance on CBS's This Morning.
Some of my biggest issues, like criminal justice reform, like racial justice, like economic justice, that he is going to be a strong leader on that and can actually pull the country together, the kind of coalitions we need to actually make progress in those areas.
Booker is to join California Senator Kamala Harris, who's also endorsed Biden, at a Biden rally in Detroit tonight. Meanwhile, another round of primaries is coming up tomorrow. Voters will be casting ballots in Michigan, Missouri, Mississippi, Washington, and Idaho. North Dakota will hold its Democratic caucuses. This is USA Radio News.
I am doing it all. The water, the fiber, the exercise. But I still have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keep coming back. My doctor said that I may have a chronic medical condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C.
Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats adults with IBS with constipation. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
A new week begins and the number of coronavirus cases in the United States continues to rise. U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams saying there's no need to panic. That after Johns Hopkins University said the number of cases had reached almost 550 in the United States as of yesterday.
Unfortunately, you're going to see more deaths. That doesn't mean that we should panic.
Dr. Adams was speaking on CNN's State of the Union. There are 22 deaths reported in the United States because of the rapidly spreading virus. Oil prices are experiencing a historic crash this morning, not because of coronavirus, but after Saudi Arabia started a price war against Russia yesterday. The state of Virginia moving forward in tackling gun control. The state legislature has voted to mandate criminal background checks on all gun purchases. The measure passing the Senate and General Assembly on Saturday. It will now be reviewed by the Democratic Governor Ralph Northam, who is expected to sign it into law. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
A federal lawmaker is in self-quarantine because of the coronavirus. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Texas Senator Conservative Ted Cruz says he'll be staying home because he had a brief interaction with a person from New Jersey at CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference. The man testing positive for coronavirus and is being treated in the Garden State and is under quarantine. Cruz saying in a statement that he is not experiencing any symptoms and feels fine and healthy. Cruz says his interaction with the man occurred more than a week ago and was less than a minute long. The conference held in National Harbor, Maryland. In the statement, Cruz saying, "Nevertheless, out of an abundance of caution, and because of how frequently I interact with my constituents as part of my job, and to give everyone peace of mind, I have decided to remain at my home in Texas this week until a full 14 days have passed since the CPAC interaction."
And Julian's Auction House holding a Beatles sale next month, featuring some rather rare items. Among the 300-plus items that will be available at the April 10th sale in New York, Paul McCartney's handwritten lyrics for Hey Jude, as well as guitars, a baseball autographed by all four Beatles, and the first stage they ever performed on. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers. And their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, the history of liberty is a history of the limitation of governmental power, not the increase of it. That's what Woodrow Wilson said. I'm going to give you that thought and let you chew on that for a little bit. At 6 minutes after the top of the hour, we've got the professor that we love so much. We always appreciate Dr. Wilford Riley coming on the show. His new book, Taboo, The 10 Facts You Can't Talk About, is the title of his new book, now available by this political science professor at Kentucky State University, also the author of the best-selling book, Hate Crime Hoax. Dr. Riley, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Good, doing well. Good to be back on the show.
Well, before we talk about Taboo, because I want to get into more of that, because each time we intend to do that, like now, we have to deal with some current issues. Like, I liked what you tweeted out about being Bloomberged. This is the new verb in the political lexicon these days now, right?
Yeah, I think I coined the phrase Bloomberg to describe these rich guys who decide to run for very high offices for president, you know, one of the toughest congressional seats, and end up getting 5 or 6% of the vote. I was inspired in that by Chink Uyghur, or however you say
that. Right. Yeah, I wasn't sure if it was Uyghur or Uyghur.
Uyghur?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, but I know you don't. Yes, go ahead.
But, yeah, the man Chink from the Young Turks decided to run for a hotly contested California House seat. You had a solid Republican candidate. You had a long-term Democrat. You had a newcomer with a military background. Then you had Chink, and Chink wound up with 5.34% of the vote after spending a couple million dollars. So I posted that to Twitter and asked, you know, why don't these guys run for mayor? Yeah. If you want to make a difference in your, you know, a lot of these Chink, John Delaney, why don't you start a little south of the Senate?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, and this is the thing that in the political realms that I've been traveling in more and more, this is the emphasis, is the local influence. People are quick to overlook it. Maybe their ego takes them into thinking, well, maybe I should run for federal office, but what have you done? You know, what kind of, you're outside of Donald Trump, you know, what kind of name recognition do you have that would put you into the realm of, you know, having federal influence?
Yeah, I think the candidate that struck me the most this way was Pete Buttigieg, actually, because I've thought about running. I probably will be running in the next mayoral race in Frankfurt. And I've talked to local investors and so on. They've said, you know, you seem a good candidate to be a mayor of a city of 100,000 people. Yeah. When I look at Pete Buttigieg, that's the mayor of a city of 100,000 people. So, I mean, there's a lot of audacity there. But, I mean, that would be roughly equivalent to me or, you know, the top guy in Lexington suddenly just saying, well, hell with it, I'm going to run for president. And it It went on for a while. I mean, Pete Buttigieg just dropped out last week. So, yeah, I recommend try the state senate or something like that if you want to go out there and make a difference.
Well, I think sometimes the lure also, you know, the kind of money. I mean, Pete Buttigieg was seeing money donated to him at numbers heretofore he never even thought plausible, certainly as a mayor. I mean, and, you know, you wonder, you know, does that money lure come into play as well?
Well, I mean, to some extent, it has to. And, yeah, I mean, I think that's absolutely correct. I don't think that's cynical. I mean, I was thinking in terms of just actual sort of ethical motivations, why would you do it? But, yeah, the obvious one is you become a wealthy, powerful man. Like, Andrew Yang, whose whole pitch was CNN never let him talk during the debates, just signed on as a lead commentator for CNN. So, I mean, that's about a $5 million job. So, yeah, of course, that's the answer. You know, if you finish in seventh for the presidency, that's like finishing in seventh in the Olympics. I mean, endorsement deals come along, media comes along.
Yeah, but, you know, and of course, we'll find out if Andrew Yang has what it takes to be sustained on CNN. I mean, this could be a short-term contract, you know, because throughout the campaign, you know, I mean, I had a hard time, you know, relating and really understanding where he was coming from, because he had to talk about things that I believe were out of his wheelhouse. Maybe if, you know, I heard more about his business philosophy, you know, and things that were in his particular wheelhouse, maybe it might be there. But I think in his particular case, he was trying to deal with too many things all at once, and I think it diluted his message, because after everything was said and done, Dr. Riley, I mean, what's your impression of Yang? I mean, what one thing can you come away with and say, well, this is what this guy stood for?
I actually liked Andrew Yang. I mean, the image that comes to my mind is him on a calculator with the math hat on doing his campaign numbers.
Yeah.
I think Yang was a good businessman. The thing with Yang, and obviously, I mean, we'd have to see what his position is on a whole bunch of different things, military use, some of the new abortion measures that have been proposed before a vote. Mm-hmm. But in terms of looking at technocratic issues that are really out there, I think Yang was good. I actually think the backbench of the Democrats wasn't bad. I mean, you had Tulsi Gabbard. You had John Bullock, who's a popular governor of Montana. A lot of bipartisan bills passed there. You had a Delaney, who used to run, I think, Health South. The problem was that none of those candidates got more than 1% of the vote.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that was really the issue. The appeal seems to be for a Bernie Sanders right now or something like that.
Well, Bernie Sanders, you know, I don't particularly care for his policies. I think they're rather dangerous to our capitalistic government. But yes, I mean, yeah, other than that, yeah, yes, he is a communist, to put it flat out. But the fact of the matter is, and I don't know if you've had a chance to read Trevor Loudon's latest book, but I'll tell you, he breaks it down in terms of the Democratic Party and the socialistic, you know, communistic influences that run rather deep. I mean, there's even, you know, like Tulsi Gabbard on the surface. You know, many people thought, well, okay, she has some possibilities here. And then you got Hillary Clinton, of all people. Hillary outs her and says, wait a minute, you need to beware. You know, she's got Russian connections here. And people kind of poo-pooed that. Oh, well, that's, you know, that seems bitter and hateful and extreme. But when you look into it a little bit deeper, as Trevor Loudon has done, you start saying, there might be something there. And even with Joe Biden and all of these other interconnections of things, going back to what we talked about earlier, and that is that, you know, sometimes the original intent to serve the people gets compromised because of the power, money, and influence that goes along with the trappings.
Yeah, in all honesty, although, as you know, Eileen, right, I don't, this isn't unique to the Democrats. I mean, if you're an extremely powerful person, you're going to have connections that it would be very unrealistic or even suspicious for someone who is not to have. I mean, Tulsi, for example, has some connection to the Russians because she's a supporter of the Assad regime in Syria.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess given the terrible options in Syria, I would probably be a supporter of the Assad regime there. The other option was this fantasy that we were going to toss them out in favor of a completely democratic movement. But it turned out, if I remember the later years of Barack Obama, it turned out that wasn't really an option. The other option in Syria was basically ISIS.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, I mean, that's how Tulsi came into contact with Arab leaders and Russian leaders. So, I mean, if you're a former colonel, and you have those kind of relationships, I don't think that's necessarily all that unusual. I mean, one of the things that kept coming up during the Biden scandal was that everyone who seemed to be tangentially involved, President Trump, Hillary Clinton, had substantial connections with the Russians because the Russians pump a lot of money into the think tank sector. Mm-hmm. Now, should we stop them from doing that? Maybe. But I would say that the ruling class globally is very linked. It's very conjoined, and that's bipartisan. That's a problem.
No, I think you're exactly right, and I think this is what is all coming to be exposed, is that we understand that it's no longer, I mean, even though we resist some sort of globalist influence, I think we're beyond that. I think the cow is out of the barn. We're going to talk more with Dr. Wilford Riley after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-559-5523. 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here.
Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent we are. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Dr. Wilfred Riley, the author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. And we're going to talk about some of those, I promise. While we have the professor here, it's always good to be talking about, political science and, what is happening. Super Tuesday, not Super Thursday, not to be confused with, happened. And Joe Biden, came off the mat. I mean, he was near count out. I think the ref was probably the number 8 or 9. And the next thing you know, Biden's on his feet.
Yeah, I think that one of my students that I played basketball with said that the Democrats formed like Voltron to defeat Bernie Sanders. I mean, that took some strategizing where, you saw Pete Buttigieg drop out of the race the day before Super Tuesday.
Yes.
Klobuchar, I think, dropped out on Super Tuesday. Warren took 5 states from Bernie and then dropped out. I mean, this is all the result of intense negotiations behind the scenes between major campaigns. I mean, all of those people and Beto are going to be offered cabinet positions. You heard it here first.
Right.
So that's what happened. The Democrats decided that Bernie Sanders is not an effective nominee against Trump. There also, by the way, there's an obvious division in the Democratic Party. I mean, as you know, in most countries, there are 5 or 6 political parties. The Democrats, as we think of them, perhaps a rival, but would be the center-left party. They would be the party of the organized unions for teachers and lawyers and things like that. They're frankly, not communists. John F. Kennedy, Johnson, that kind of thing. Bernie Sanders is an actual socialist. He's a member of the Democratic Socialists of America and would call himself a communist. Bernie Sanders would be a honeymoon in Moscow. Bernie would be a member in a European country of what would be called the People's Party or the Freedom Front or something like that. Mm-hmm. So the Democrats have to decide whether they want the Bernies and the AOCs or whether they want traditional union leaders and generals and so on.
Well, and this is the divide that's taking place. And it's hard to think of even Joe Biden, because he's been pulled so to the left, Professor, that he is somewhat close or somewhere near to any kind of zip code of moderation.
Well, Dennis Sinton's blown. I don't think Biden believes any of that crap. Joe Biden, one of the things the Democrats were pretty good on in the mid-90s, because they had so many urban, black, Irish, et cetera, representatives in the caucus, was crime. So, Joe Biden wrote the 94 crime bill, which allowed stop and frisk. Gingrich obviously contributed, of course, but which allowed stop and frisk and so on. That was specifically targeted at urban areas, and that saved a lot of, quote-unquote, black lives. So I don't think Biden has renounced his major legislative accomplishment. I think what he's doing right now is running left to try to peel off some of the AOC base, which I think is a mistake, by the way.
Right.
When it comes to...
Because I think it adds to the confusion. And this is what's reigning rampantly throughout the Democratic Party is confusion.
I think people need to recognize that there are about 200,000 serious people on Twitter. Less than one person in 10 uses it. 10% of the users produce almost all the tweets. I'm on Twitter because I'm an obnoxious young intellectual. But the idea, I think, is that when you look at social media, that reflects reality. And it doesn't. When I see, for example, the American Spectator, which I know has a readership base of 100,000 posts on Twitter, there are 5 retweets because that's an older, upper-middle-class base. Those people don't not exist because they're not on Twitter. I think that the Dems right now are really trying to appeal to loud, passionate young activists, and that's why Biden's doing this stupid nonsense where he apologized for the crime bill, one of the best bills we've seen. The problem with that is that there are actually very few young activists. They're just using TweetDeck across 10 accounts, 1. And 2, they don't vote.
Yes, exactly. Well, and that's the other thing that we're realizing. That's the perfect point. And that's what happened to Bernie, is that he didn't get his people out. He had this passionate parade, but they were all for the parade, but they forgot to make a stop at the voting booth.
Yeah, I dated a young feminist activist before the very good luck of picking my current relationship instead, and we were talking once, and she was explaining, quote-unquote, that there's going to be a passionate wave of young people coming out and voting for Sanders and candidates like this. She did predict AOC, but I actually, after she made that comment about Sanders, went and checked the voting rate for what would be young, liberal, lower-income, urban Caucasians, and it was 3%. So Voting machines don't register, you know, angry glints in a skateboarder's eyes.
Right.
You have to go vote. And Bernie has had very bad luck with that. I mean, Bernie has not increased turnout at all among left-wing voters, which is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, you look at the comparative of what he did in 2016 versus now, his numbers clearly are dwindling. I mean, he still can get him to come to a rally and 15,000 people, I think, at the most recent one, which is, you know, unusual for Democrats because you have other situations where Joe Biden goes out there and, you know, he's lucky to have a couple hundred people.
He can, but I will say I'm more impressed by Trump rallies than Bernie rallies because Republicans tend to have jobs.
Yes.
And, I mean, to some extent that's a joke, but it's not especially hard to offer a free ticket to 15,000 college kids on a college campus. So Bernie really enjoys that, and I'm sure Trump does too, but enjoys that gladiatorial arena experience. But the issue then becomes practically, and I've talked to people who run, you know, Bernie offices. I mean, how many of those people are even registered to vote in their district?
Interesting, yes. Uh-huh. Good question.
Yeah, you're not going to get those guys. Unless the voting booth is across the street from the rally, you're going to have a hard time commodifying Bernie's crowd. Mm-hmm. Whereas Trump's crowd, which is people that own, say, a local vet's office and have driven to the next county to go to a rally, those people are probably going to vote.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Just got a quick tweet. I love Dr. Riley, the tweet said. So, hey, and you can follow us, and you can tweet me even in the middle of the conversation. I always love to see your tweets at B. Martinez Live. And we're talking with Dr. Wilfred Riley, and he's the author of this new book that you got to get your hands on called Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. And I did promise you that we would touch on some of those. That's the reason why you need to get your hands on the book if you haven't already. And it's available at all the usual places, linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. About 3 minutes. Let's talk about the 10 facts you can't talk about, Dr. Riley.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, Sam, I always enjoy coming on the show and just talking with you about different things. Mm-hmm. But Taboo is a book that's designed to kind of counter a lot of the arguments you hear from essentially the political left. One chapter is devoted to the hard right. But about what you're not supposed to do, not supposed to say, it's a response to cancel culture.
Yes.
So, I mean, just breaking them down, chapter one looks at the myth that the police are murdering black people, finds it not true. Police shoot less than 1,000 people per year. The most overrepresented groups are poor whites and recent legal immigrants. Chapter two looks at the idea that there's a race war in this country, especially one initiated by whites. There's not. Only about 15% of crime is interracial. That's 70% minority on white, at least, depends on the year. And we just go on through different things. Anybody can be racist. You know, what are white privilege and cultural appropriation, and why is this just nonsense? Quick peek, if cultural appropriation were real, I couldn't wear shoes. You know, and just so on down the line. I respond to the alt-right in the last chapter. I also, being a modest man, I give the USA an immigration policy. What we should do is admit only people who are sane, non-criminal, able-bodied in most cases, and able to get a job.
Mm-hmm.
This is, for some reason, considered wildly controversial.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, we now want, you know, all these illegal immigrants to be publicly secured, right?
Well, I mean, some of this is just crazy. This isn't even, you know, I'm a businessman, I'm a center-right guy, whatever. I mean, but this isn't even coming from that perspective. These are things 90% of people agree on. Like, you shouldn't be able to move to another country and get welfare.
Yeah.
So we've moved to crazy positions on that AOC side of the spectrum. Felons, I'll close on this, actually. They asked Bernie whether he would let the Boston Marathon bomber vote from prison, and he said yes. So every so often a movement winds up in a weird space where they're saying crazy things or refusing to let you challenge them. And that's the point when it's most important to challenge them.
Exactly. Well, you also address that there's actually no pay gaps between big groups, right?
Oh, yeah. The pay gap thing coming from that business sector is something that I've always been suspicious of. I mean, if the claim is, okay, black people make, what's it supposed to be, 84% as much as what white people do, why would anyone not hire brothers or Asians, for that matter, and save 15% on labor right off the bat, exclusively, if that were true?
Exactly.
It brings to mind the question, the point, it's probably not true. If you're looking at the gap between men and women, the most quoted gap, $1.69, that comes by taking the whole population of women, including homemakers who don't work, and comparing it to men. To get the 80-cent gap, you're still BSing a little. You're taking people regardless of what job they have and just comparing men and women across groups.
We got to leave it right there, Dr. Riley. Thank you so much for being with us. As always, check out his book itself,
Taboo. 10 facts you can't talk about.
Businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former Democratic presidential candidate Cory Booker is endorsing Joe Biden for the White House. The New Jersey senator saying the former VP would restore honor to the Oval Office. Booker making the announcement during an appearance on CBS's This Morning.
Some of my biggest issues, like criminal justice reform, like racial justice, like economic justice, that he is going to be a strong leader on that and can actually pull the country together, the kind of coalitions we need to actually make progress in those areas.
Booker is to join California Senator Kamala Harris, who's also endorsed Biden, at a Biden rally in Detroit tonight. Meanwhile, another round of primaries is coming up tomorrow. Voters will be casting ballots in Michigan, Missouri, Mississippi, Washington, and Idaho. North Dakota will hold its Democratic caucuses. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss. Election, trade war. What in the world is the world coming to, and how will it affect your retirement? Fisher Investments has helped thousands of investors navigate all kinds of news and market conditions. Is your portfolio prepared? If you have $500,000 or more, call for Fisher's insightful free guide, The Stock Market Outlook, and learn how the market might impact your retirement this year. Call 1-800-379-4442. 1-800-379-4442.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
In silence of the mountains and the crashing of the sea.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And look at for more information on the show, everything you need to know, it's right there at BillMartinezLive.com. Now the T-Mobile has launched the first and only nationwide 5G network. We've got the tech expert that we need to be listening to and taking notes, okay? So pay attention. Andrea Smith is going to answer some questions. And, you know, all about what does 5G mean for you, and should you upgrade to a 5G smartphone? And Andrea Smith, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. It's really good to be with you.
Well, you know, as the award-winning technology reporter, all honor and glory goes to you, especially when we're talking about 5G. So, and everybody's talking about it, so give us the 411, as they say.
Everybody's talking about it. And the first thing you need to know is it gets a little geeky. Not all 5G is created equal. So there's three types of 5G. There's low, mid, and high band 5G. And here's the thing. Where you live and what wireless provider you use is what's going to determine what type of 5G is available to you. Now, if you're a T-Mobile customer, you're in luck because T-Mobile has built out the first and only nationwide 5G network. It's 600 megahertz low band 5G is in more than 5,000 cities and growing. And they've also got high band or millimeter wave hotspots of super fast 5G in parts of seven cities.
So, wow. I mean, this is the largest rollout of 5G of all the services, huh?
Yeah, it really is. And the thing is, some wireless providers only have 5G coverage in parts of some cities. So that's, you know, others are more comprehensive. That's what's great about the T-Mobile 5G is that it really is nationwide. So if you're a T-Mobile customer or thinking about being one and you're in need of a new smartphone, this is the time to start thinking, yep, I can upgrade to a new 5G-enabled device. Now, don't forget, you need a device that is capable of giving you those 5G speeds and reach. Now, the great news about this is while other wireless providers only include 5G in their higher-end plans, T-Mobile doesn't charge its customers anymore for 5G access. So, for instance, you can get T-Mobile Essentials, two lines, $90 a month plus tax with 5G included.
Mm-hmm. Andrew, what about those areas where, you know, 4G is still in place? The 5G phone, is it able to toggle back and forth automatically, you know, between the two systems?
That's actually a really good question. If you've got a 5G-enabled phone, yes, wherever you are, whatever 5G you're able to access, it will go to that 5G speed. Say you're on a road trip. But then if you leave that area and that 5G is no longer available, it will just revert back to 4G capability and speed.
Well, is there enough 5G availability to make upgrading worth it? And you already gave us an idea in terms of the 5G plans possibly costing more, right?
Yeah, and that's a really important thing. Again, if you're looking for a new smartphone, you know, this is the time to start thinking about it, especially if you're in a place where there's really good 5G coverage. Again, T-Mobile's got the nationwide coverage, so chances are, yes, there's coverage where you are. And again, it's really just all about having that 5G-enabled device. And remembering that T-Mobile is the one wireless provider that doesn't charge you more for 5G.
Exactly. Well, we're visiting with award-winning technology reporter Andrea Smith. She's in New York enjoying 50-degree weather, so no complaints coming from her side, right?
No, absolutely not.
Well, lots of buzz about the 5G phones from Samsung. What can you tell us?
This is so exciting. They have just launched. These are the Samsung Galaxy S20 5G smartphones. It's a series of phones. These are next-gen devices with high-end specs. They're so beautiful. There's a whole new camera system. It combines AI with larger image sensors. So that's going to give you stunning photo quality. It shoots 8K video, has a bigger battery. The most important thing is that the S20 Plus and the S20 Ultra are the first smartphones in the U.S. that can tap into all 5G bands. Remember I said it's complicated? There's three different types. These are the first phones that can access all of those 5G bands.
Well, leave it to Samsung. They've always been cutting edge. I mean, you know, they've got an answer. I mean, they've thought about all this stuff beforehand, right?
Yeah, they really make nice phones. They're thoughtful. They, you know, they take in feedback when customers, you know, don't like a certain placement of maybe the fingerprint sensor. They really are thoughtful in what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Now, New York's already been 5G capable, right?
Some parts of New York are 5G capable. That's correct.
Yeah, we're still waiting for it here in Florida where we are. And so we're just, you know, starting to get some comments from people that are, you know, hey, they're buzzing. They're loving the speed. The you know, it's a discernible upgrade.
It is, and I do know people, very geeky people, of course, are the people who run around speed testing, you know, doing a speed test to see, you know, how much is it here, how much is it here. So, again, don't forget, though, that speed is going to depend on whether you are accessing low-band or high-band 5G.
Yes. Yeah, so you want to manage your expectations. You know, I tell people, Andrea, that we live in the microwave generation. You know, we're the only ones that can stand in front of a microwave and yell, hurry up. And so, so be forewarned in managing the expectation here with these varying speeds, because I can imagine what's going to happen is if you're in a low band area and a lower speed and it's been throttled back, it might get a little frustrating.
That's true. That is true. But again, that's also about the wireless provider as well. So, you know, that's what I think is so important about this T-Mobile is that they are nationwide. So it really, it does give you the ability, if you travel or you're on business, you know, it gives you the ability to be able to access those speeds nationwide and access that network.
Well, let's talk about new phone deals. Do you got any up your pocket anywhere?
Absolutely. So the new flagship phone started about $1,000, which is what you would expect. But if you head over to a T-Mobile store, there are deals to be had for everyone. And this is what I like. It's not just new customers, right? I'm always like, wait, I'm an existing customer. I want a deal too.
Right.
There are deals to be had. Anyone can get up to half off the latest Samsung 5G smartphones via bill credits with an eligible trade-in, or you can snag a BOGO offer with bill credits when adding a new line. So it's really a great time to pick up one of these next-gen 5G smartphones at a T-Mobile store.
Yeah, and these new phones, these are awesome, huh?
Yeah, they're pretty awesome. You know, they're just out. I had a chance to kind of play with one for a little bit, but the screens are beautiful. What really gets me is the camera capability.
I know that's what I was going to say when you were talking about that earlier. The camera technology in these phones, in these smartphones, is just getting better and better. I mean, it's like, who needs to take an SLR around with them anymore?
Well, and these Samsung phones, these new ones, have something called single take, and they use the AI in the camera. Basically, like if you're at a birthday party or, you know, something and you take a picture, it's not going to just take a picture. It's going to take a number of photos. It's going to take a zoomed in. It's going to take a wide angle. It's going to shoot a little video.
Wow.
So that afterwards you can look at all these and decide what you want from that shot. It's like you don't even have to think about it.
With a push of one button, it does all that?
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's called single take.
I love it. What a great idea. I mean, gosh, I remember in the old days, remember we used to bracket, right? You know, you'd bracket a little bit to the right, a little bit, you know, kind of deal, just to kind of give you, you know, for that kind of purpose. But now you get all that, plus you get video as well. This is brilliant.
Right, or what if you're at your kid's soccer game, right, and you're shooting video, but maybe you wanted a still shot too. I mean, it's just so something that you would never think somebody could create, and then they do, and it just makes your life so much easier.
We love technology, and we love the people that are developing it for us on our behalf. This is good stuff. Andrea Smith, award-winning technology reporter, producer, consultant, and of course you can tell she's a speaker, one of the first women journalists covering technology. Andrea, got to wrap things up. Remind everybody where they can go for more information.
Head over to T-Mobile.com. You can get more information on all the great deals and learn a little bit more about 5G.
Andrea, you're awesome. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Hey, thanks, Bill.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. According to a new Bank of America survey, U.S. Hispanic entrepreneurs anticipate a year of robust expansion and growth. Revenue projections are at a four-year high, and many business owners are planning to expand, hire, and obtain financing in the year ahead. Bank of America Executive Elizabeth Romero shares her perspective.
Hispanic entrepreneurs see the 2020s as a decade of opportunity. With a bright business outlook and an eye towards growth, business owners are making plans to invest in their businesses and setting ambitious goals for the decade ahead.
Looking to the future, 92% of Hispanic entrepreneurs believe the small business environment will strengthen in the next 5 years. Many have set goals to advance or grow their business in a new decade, such as increasing revenue, enhancing their digital presence, and entering new markets. For more information on the 2020 Hispanic Business Owner Spotlight, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com. That's newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
February is Heart Health Month. Give your heart the attention it deserves with Quantum Nutrition Lab's 3 featured supplements, formulated to support healthy blood pressure, healthy blood sugar, and circulation. Each are buy 2, get the 3rd one free. And be sure to get your free copy of the Biofield Diet. Now is the time to commit to making your heart health a priority year-round. Call 888-588-7578.
That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're serious about that. Let me tell you. Hey, good to have you with us. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. I do want to remind you once again about this voting guide that you want to get your hands on. In California, I would say go to electionforum.org. Our good friend Craig Huey there does an excellent job in vetting all the proposals, even judges, and as best you can, because judges are most difficult to vet. They're not about to tell you anything. Tradition reigns supreme when it comes to vetting judges, and they know that they ain't going to tell you nothing. Because there's always something pending or some kind of excuse. But you can look back historically and see, okay, where is their worldview and what are they doing? What kind of decisions are they producing? But I would say even in California, this piece is going to be excellent to use. This gives you a comparison between the 2016-2020 party platform comparison. And originally this was laid out by FRC, our good friends at the Family Research Council. And this is something that people, and Adam, I got to bring you on for this here because I want to get your input on this. Because you talked to Adam Holtz with Focus on the Family plugged in. You know, Adam, many times I talk with people, and especially people of faith, and they don't even know the difference between the Republican and Democratic platform. I mean, in many cases, they're all emotional about a specific issue or something that they already decided about without even realizing what the parties stand for.
No, I think that's right. And I think, unfortunately, you know, the irony of 24/7 news is it's made us all dumber, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
Everything gets reduced to a soundbite. It gets reduced
8 seconds.
A couple sentences. and what happens is I think that we lose the sense of complexity and nuance that really does surround lots of issues that unless you're an unusual person who's willing to dig deeper, you may not have any idea some of the implications of policy measures on both sides. you know? And both parties have well-defined platforms.
Exactly. And the thing that, like Dr. Riley, Wilfred Riley, before the author of Taboo, was saying earlier, this cancel culture has added to that dumbing down of America. It's like, oh, you're canceled, you're out of here, you're invalidated, I don't want to talk to you now because you've said something that has come across my nerve. And, that has dumbed us down as well. And the idea that, because if you dumb it down, that means I can't ask a critical question, right?
Right. No, that's right. And I think that the other thing that has happened with cancel culture is there is this sort of absolutist, completely black, completely white, all or nothing mindset. And, sometimes things really are that absolute. It is one way or the other and there's no middle ground. But
what is it absolutely based on, though?
Well, that depends. I mean,
exactly.
When it's coming from the progressive left, a lot of times it's based on the absolute, almost fundamentalist mindset that we see in so many on that side of the spectrum.
Right. So the idea, and this is for me, this is what I kept running into, is I kept getting embarrassed because I thought I was, I believed in what was being told to me until I started asking critical questions like you're talking about and delving into it deeper and then realizing, okay, I get it now. We're being duped here. And, we're exchanging the truth for a lie. And, this is really, I mean, to be honest with you, this is what led me back to Bible college is that I said, wait a minute, I've got to firm this up. I've got to lock this down and really understand what is the source of truth.
Right. Okay. Well, that's exactly right. And it's all about authority. And the interesting thing is many on the left will suggest that there's not an authority that we can trust or submit to, even as they push themselves forward as the authority that we're supposed to trust and submit to. And so, again, I use the word fundamentalism very deliberately. There is a dogma based on the authority and the beliefs of people on that side of the political spectrum. And,
right.
If you think there's not, just cross it and see what happens.
Exactly. Oh, don't you love the bottom line of everything?
Well, I do. And yes. And I think that we are made, in the bigger sense, we are people who are made to believe in something. And yes. When you throw out the truth, we're not going to believe nothing. We're going to believe everything. I think Chesterton...
Exactly.
You said that.
Right.
And there's real truth in that. We can't not believe, you know. I bought a Bigfoot shirt that says, I believe, kind of as a joke, because I say, here it is. We're wired for transcendence. We're wired for a bigger story and a bigger narrative. But when we reject the biblical one, we're really vulnerable to substitute in all sorts of wacky other alternatives.
Yeah, case in point, look at America's culture today.
Yeah.
So getting down to this in terms of the truth of politics and the Republican and Democratic Party, here's the facts as laid out. This is the Republican, stance, the Democratic, and this is based on their platform, okay? This is not opinion. These are extracts from their platforms, whether it has to do with sanctity of life, redefining marriage, international abortion, and LGBT agendas, education, God and government. I mean, they're all right there. Key points that people are and should be interested in. And you should be aware of this before you cast a vote because that makes you a responsible citizen, right?
That's exactly right. And if our, representative form of government is to endure for generations more, we have to be engaged and we have to know what the score is. And you know what? There's never been an easier time to know what the score is than right now, but you got to block out all the noise.
Right.
Do some work yourself.
Exactly. Well, and also on this sheet, this one sheet, you're going to love this, is a local pastor has written out the associated scripture that relates to each of these platform statements. It's brilliant. It's brilliant. So highly recommended. If you'd like a copy yourself, just send me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. I'll send it to you electronically. So get on it. Get it to me, and we'll make that happen for you. Hey, let's talk movies here. After all, pluggedin.com is where you want to go. And we've got Onward, numero uno. I mean, with, 4,300-plus screens?
Yeah.
Delivered $40,000 worth of business.
40 million.
40 million. 40 million. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I went CNN math. I used the wrong math there. And,
that's
sorry.
Bernie Sanders math. Okay. I can't
sorry.
Back it up. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
This was a film that I think, in terms of Pixar's catalog of films, not terrible. It's not their best. It's solidly in the middle. It's about two elves who are brothers in a magical land, but the magic has pretty much gone away. One of them gets a magical staff for his 16th birthday, and it's a gift from his father who died before he was born. And he figures out that he can bring his dad back for 24 hours, but he didn't know anything about magic, and so he manages to bring back his legs, which isn't particularly helpful. And the balance of the movie is about trying to find another magical crystal so they can bring the rest of Dad back, and enjoy a couple of hours with him. Now, setting aside that Scripture has things to say about bringing people back from the dead that are mostly uncomplimentary, you know, don't do that. This is a movie that really is about family. It's about brotherhood. It's about sacrifice, about taking good risks. I liked it on that level. I thought it worked pretty well. There's a little tiny smattering of playing with profanity and some bathroom humor. We also have, but getting to your worldview conversation, we have a female police officer who talks about her girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And we're going to see this in almost everything from here on out, Bill,
right.
Because
yeah.
It's almost like they have to check that box. Now, honestly, I could say they checked the box in such a way that even some on the LGBTQ side of things are saying, yeah, you're giving token inclusion, but you're doing it in such a way that foreign markets can edit it out effortlessly and with no issues whatsoever. And so it's interesting that even as they try to tiptoe into that arena, they're not doing it in a way that's satisfying some on the left, which I think is really interesting. But parents should know that it's there. And I think that we're just going to see more of that from Disney, from Pixar, from pretty much everybody. You've got to decide as a family, how are we going to talk about this issue? Because it's in all sorts of stuff aimed at kids, and you've got to figure out a strategy for that, because the world already has a strategy.
Kind of amazing, you know, you think about it, for 2% roughly, 2-3% of the marketplace, we're making this kind of accommodation.
No, that's right. It gets back to what you were talking about earlier. You know, the flip side of the cancel culture might be the demand culture, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You will do this because we believe this is what is right and true.
Because we're victims.
You know, and we're victims, right?
Yeah, exactly. So you owe it to us.
Exactly.
And that's the thing that was so comical about Bill Clinton. Now he's a victim of, the sexual experience in the workplace.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's a victim of being stressed out. I mean,
yes.
Honestly, does he not have handlers anymore to say, come on, Bill?
Yeah, really.
Give me a break.
They took a survey. 100% of the husbands across America said, we are all stressed out.
We're all stressed out and anxious, and we have pressures at work. I mean, good night. I just thought it was...
It's pathetic.
I thought it was asinine.
Really, from a president of, you know, former president of the United States. Like,
the most powerful man in the world. Yeah, it's a hard job.
Unbelievable. Okay, well, we digress for just a moment. I couldn't help myself. Forgive me. How about The Way Back? Let's get The Way Back to Plug In.
You know, The Way Back is a basketball movie about Ben Affleck playing an alcoholic coach, and it's R-rated for those reasons. Some redemption, a lot of drinking, a lot of profanity.
The Banker.
Ah, The Banker is an interesting story about two black businessmen in Southern California who are trying to be successful and really the resistance that they face.
Well, here he is, the director for Focus on the Family, PluggedIn.com. Adam, always appreciate it. And thank you for putting up with me, being able to talk about these other cultures. Because these cultural issues, hey, it's what we deal with in our society today, and we got to be prepared, right?
That's correct. That's
as always.
Right.
Hey, pal, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. Have a great week.
Thanks, Bill.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.